of Steam, Steel, and Murder, back again tonight with part two of my Monkey Con special. This is the concluding portion to my one-shot Steam, Steel, and Murder game ran for Monkey Con 2. The players were Sharon, John, Grimpen, Dirk, and Garth. Enjoy part two. Recording's back.
Alrighty.
And all right, so you find that information out. There was another body in there. A person may be alive, maybe dead, hard to tell. They did drag him out.
Well,
he was laying in the back with the bleeding out newspaper guy.
Now, we didn't see any other blood spatter anywhere else in the house.
No, you did not.
Okay, so yeah. So
okay,
so we only have two blood pools, the newspaper poison. Cramps.
Brianna and Eric. No, it was Eric?
Aubrey.
Hunter. Aubrey. You guys are checking for the footprints. How did you do, Aubrey? And you got a plus one from Brianna helping.
With Brianna's help, I'd be at plus three.
Okay.
I could throw in a...
Three is not quite good enough. If you want to put in more, you can. Three is basically just going to tell you that the people with the muddy footprints exited the car here, but not much else.
I'll tap my big game hunter and
spend the face. One is bigger game than human being.
That's right. The most dangerous.
If you tap it for just a plus two, that's going to be more than enough. What you are able to tell is that they apparently, there was another car here. It was at the back end of an alley. It looks like it had been waiting here for a while, long enough for oil to puddle in the ground. It's apparently got a leaky crankcase or something's leaking there. Enough that you've got a little puddle of oil where a car had been sitting here for a while.
Okay. Wonder if we can learn anything about the car from the oil. Trace metals. Tribology.
It's probably a rental.
There any tracks, like the size of the car? Was it a truck? Was it a passenger car?
Garth, all of my podcasts are registered as, what do you call it, explicit. So.
Awesome. Okay, cool. I know what my next aspect's going to be then.
All right.
Don't we have a car nut?
They we do have a car nut. Tires.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah.
That would be Eric.
So the oil.
If you guys...
Give me a craft roll there. If you got any aspect that lets you know about mechanical devices, it would be something you could use.
If Albert will point the treads out to me and everything else, I'll check the treads and measure the depth and axle the width.
Where the oil is pooling, you can figure out where the...
That's right. The oil is pooling. What grade of oil?
How does Eric do on the roll?
So that's going to be plus one for a total of five. And if necessary, I could probably take one of my other aspects, but I don't think I will.
Nope. You don't need it. A couple things you're able to tell. One, the car was gas powered, which is unusual. Almost all the cars in the city are broadcast electrical power.
But it would be a French car from France.
That it's diesel powered as well. Diesel gasoline. So that's
and that could also mean that it's meaning for heading outside of town, outside the broadcast power range.
Possibly. The cars in Metapole that are gas-powered are generally all because they're bringing produce in from outside of Metapole where there's no broadcast power. Or, as Lance suggested, it may have been a car that came in from a ship or was brought from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking for perhaps an import.
Oh, and by the tread size, this is probably more of a truck than a car.
Okay. And can I tell you anything about the tire treads themselves? Like if it's the maker of the tires?
Well,
see if they use with one particular.
You can get the groove pattern. You can make a copy of it.
Make a cast.
But yeah.
Yeah, make a cast.
there are so many different manufacturers that, you know, you don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of them all. You'd have to compare it against something else to know for sure.
Yeah. Like the vehicle itself, if we were to find it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, good job there.
All right. So.
What is your next?
We checked to see if we got any messages about the appointment to see Mr. Sommier.
Sure. We'll speed things along there and say that, yes, he can meet you at 3 o'clock today.
And will I be done by then?
Sure. Yeah, Manny will be done by
then.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go pick up Manny at the hospital then.
And is my friend conscious now at this point?
Nope. You've gotten all that you were going to be able to get out of him. But you did save his life.
Yeah, I leave. I leave my card by his desk, and I write on the back, "You owe me one."
Maybe a message that says, "In about 6 hours after you wake up, you're going to start getting the shakes and a craving that you can't understand." I can help with that.
Maybe we should also. Are the police going to station somebody so they don't come by and finish the job?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
He's already given us a description, though.
Is it worth risking going to the hospital? He's given us all his useful information. He can die.
Yeah.
But
I'm thinking more for them.
Testify. Yeah.
Do you ask for the police to protect him?
Yes.
Okay. Might be good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, sure. They'll assign an officer for at least a few days.
Yeah.
And we'll have solved by then.
I don't think it'll matter after Monday. Do we want to swing by the dock and discreetly have a look at this bird of paradise?
Not yet. Okay. Like you said, we didn't want to spook him off yet.
No, true enough.
I'll make a prediction. When we find the truck, it's a delivery truck for the fish market.
It's a good prediction.
All right.
Okay, so you guys are going to go to the meeting with Sonier then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So who here is in that guild?
No one is in any particular guild. That's what makes you investigators. Yeah, you're all, you don't have any particular ties to any one guild.
Before we get there, I actually drop off some of my stuff in my bag so it doesn't get confiscated or anything. I have a guy who comes by and grabs it. I'm driving by and he just grabs the bag and just walks off.
Actually, I'm going to suggest if it's a couple hours before the appointment, stop by your guy's place and we make sure you're all dressed up nice for Mrs. Sommier.
Yes.
You're a bunch of hobos right now. No, I go look in his. I go to his closet. I find the one lone tuxedo that he rented years ago and never returned. Went dinner.
A pith helmet is always fashionable.
Yeah, so your guy's like, all right, Mr. Rasmussen, I'll take this bag and put it into place. Do you want me to take care of that financial problem we discussed earlier?
I don't know. Just break his legs, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I point at, hey, don't go too far. I know you have a tendency to get a little enthusiastic. All right, Gary.
Yeah, of course, Doctor. We got to make sure they can pay you later, right? Just the one leg.
Just the one leg. And I give him a five. Put it in his pocket. Pat him on the back.
At some point, you know, Lance is going to face palm so hard he's going to leave an imprint in his face.
Breaking his leg, it's a medical term. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think our next case may involve Manny.
Well, remember, you know, most drugs aren't illegal. They're just hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
I am a good purveyor of hard to obtain goods.
Yeah,
that's
so we do our. I do my best to get these guys dressed properly. I'm not worried about Brianna because she'll look good in anything.
Yes, but I do want to clean up and dress up very nicely. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Does everyone try to put their best foot forward here, or does anyone just not care?
I don't care. Manny doesn't care.
I.
Manny will probably come in a suit, one that's rumpled and
hasn't been cleaned in a while. Yeah, exactly. It's still a suit, but it's like he's been wearing it for a while and it hasn't gotten dry cleaned in forever.
Yeah, I'll probably change to something a bit more fashionable. I'm in my day gear, night gear, and and I'll switch into something a bit more business like, you know. So yeah, it looks like, you know, we have the rumpled masses, and then there's Lance standing there, you know, in his bespoke suit, which he didn't pay for, but it's, you know.
And yeah, no, I am going to dress up nicely and try to make a very favorable impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if it's pointed out, Eric will try to dress up nice, but Eric might not have a good sense of what's nice.
Actually, I'm probably wearing a suit. I'm probably wearing a suit that's more than Manny's yearly income. But anyway, you know.
It was a gift from an admirer.
Oh yes,
gigolo.
Oh, yeah. I'm a trapeze artist. She appreciated my high wire act.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? Okay. All right. So in your various means of trying to gussy yourselves up, you eventually meet back at the offices of trade. it seems a little odd to you guys at first. This won't be the first time that you've had to report to the head office of one of the guilds. It's kind of your job, and sometimes they ask you to do things that, well, there's a reason why the police don't handle everything. But when you arrive, his offices are... Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I've got a Skype problem showing up. Is everyone there, or did I lose someone?
John
died.
Yeah, you lost John.
All right. Well, we'll give him a minute.
Lance suddenly faints. No one knows why.
He's busy flirting with the
He's preening in front of his mirror.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. He's flirting with...
Now, he had to go to someone's house where he left the suit, you see.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, when he left,
he just picked the suit and leave. He has to say thank you properly.
Or no, Gary shows up at Lance's house.
Yeah, that money you owe.
Oh, my next aspect, by the way, is I've seen some shit.
Nice. So we got a gigolo, we got Mr. Feelgood, we've got a police sketch artist. He's inventing the field of police sketch artistry.
And you've got damn near vamp. I want to make a rapport roll when I meet him.
All right, so there he goes again. We'll push along this time. All right, so the thing that is a little odd, when you come to Sonier's office, instead of the large number of staff that are usually hustle and bustling around at this type of establishment, there's only a lone secretary in a desk outside of his front door, who, as you enter, picks up her purse and triggers an intercom, says, "All right, Mr. Sonier, I'm going out to lunch now." And she walks past you.
Let's hold her up there. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
I'm not.
Where's the rest of the staff?
Oh, Mr. Sonier wanted a private conversation with you all today.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Do you seem to be telling the truth?
You don't have to roll for this. Yeah, she...
See, my friend Audrey here, he has a thing about secretaries. He gets really mad whenever he sees them. I don't know why. I don't want to set him loose on you, but, you know.
I just sigh.
No, it's perfectly fine. Mr. Sonier is waiting for you. Just go ahead and enter when you're ready.
Okay, I guess we answer.
All right.
Okay. As she leaves, the door is shut and locked.
Oh.
Not ominous at all.
Whoops.
Okay.
And you hear from the secretary's desk, the intercom flicks on. You hear, "If you're all there, please come in. not got a great deal of time today, but I do need to speak with you all.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess we're going in.
We're going in.
The door is locked, so we don't really have a choice.
So who opens his door first?
Eric will. Speedy. Just walk right in.
All right.
I will follow him.
Yes. Mr. Saunier is looking down at you from behind his enormous black walnut desk. He seems to be on the phone as you're walking in. And you hear him, you know, just as he's about to hang up, you catch, "Of course, Mr. Secretary, I'll get this handled." And he closes, lays down the phone on the receiver, and he stands up behind the desk and welcomes all of you in. His room is conspicuously made so that the floor is a little bit lower than where his desk stands, so he's always looking down on anyone who walks in.
One of those guys.
And there are no chairs for you to sit down on.
I'll walk up and take a seat on his desk. Cock my leg down the side.
All right, I'm sorry. Who was that? Was that Eric?
Aubrick.
Aubrick. Okay, Aubrick is sitting on the edge of his desk. All right. Okay. He looks at you very sternly for a moment, but doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything. He says, "Well, I understand that you all called my secretary for an appointment today, but really, it was more of a formality, as I did really need to speak with you all. How is the case coming?"
"Very well.
Well, considering."
It's weird, Mr. Saunier. Your name seems to be popping up a lot. You care to enlighten us a little?"
"I imagine it would, actually. But no, first I want to hear what you've found."
"I believe you should
you first."
"You see, what's your name? What's your first name, sir? I didn't catch it."
"Sir will do."
"Well, sir, I have this, my friend here, Audric. Yeah. Has this thing about heads of guilds as his blood starts boiling.
Please, no.
Help us help you, sir.
Mr. Saunier.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sharon. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, no, we're here to be very nice and to get some information. And since you did say you wanted to see us anyway, what did you wish to see us about? And I want to make a rapport roll in this, to try to get on his good side.
Okay, well, before you make that roll, he says, "Well, if you will look at the case number that you are actually assigned, you will find," and he hands, since Aubrick, you're sitting here on the edge of his desk, he hands you the folder, "that I'm the one who signed it."
"Well,
I'm guessing you have a personal interest."
"Yes, and before I say anything else, it's a potentially a sensitive matter. I'd like to know what you've found so far."
"So, do we blah? I'm asking..."
"Yeah. Unless you want to hold anything you found back, you can simply blah."
"Oh, maybe I hold back the detail about the bank account, since that might get my friend in the bank in trouble. So, I'll hold that back."
"Yeah, I'm back."
"Yeah, because we can always tie him.
Can you guys hear me?"
Yes. "Yes, I can hear you, John."
"Give me a second. I got to switch a headset. Switch headsets now. Skype on the Mac died, and it said, "Oh, you have Skype running still?" "No, I don't. Skype is on rebooting a computer."
"All right, so you're holding back the bank manager's involvement?"
"Yes."
"Okay. Anything else you're holding back?"
We should also go into details. We want to hold back the pharmacy as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to tell him essentially that you found Mr. Grant, Edward Grant, dead, and now you know who he is. Do you tell him about your suspicion that place was a safe house?
Sure. Why not?
I think so.
Yes.
It paid for by him out of his account, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we tell him about the food stuff, too. The stuff we learned at the restaurant. Yeah.
Okay.
Since that can't really hurt anyone.
All right.
Can someone catch me up real quick?
We went to Mr. Saunier's office. The door is locked behind us. All of his staff are gone, and we're just having a conversation right now.
Uh-huh.
He wants us to tell him what we know.
Okay.
Oh, and it's provided the information that he's the one who sent you on this case.
Yeah.
To begin with.
That's right.
And we might as well tell him. Yeah. We might as well tell him that we know that, I guess, probably a French nationality was taken unwillingly by three men. Because he'll probably know who this guy is, and that's a good piece of information. It's not like we're hiding something that he doesn't know.
Okay. So, yeah, from what I understand, then the only thing that you're keeping back is the bank manager's involvement.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, he looks actually very pleased with you all and says, well, you've done the thing right, I see. Yes, yes. This was a safe house. Paid for by our guild, we were hosting a French national, a scientist of some not small repute. He was actually in the process of defecting. We are holding him until transportation could be arranged to get him to London. It seems that those who were not willing to let him go have tracked him down and perhaps have custody of him again. This is unfortunate, very unfortunate. Any leads as to where he may be held, or if they've gotten away yet?
What day is it, Bert?
It's still Friday.
Yeah, I've been quiet. Sir, how are you planning to? How are you planning to get him to England?
Well, we have a flight arranged for him on Tuesday. Is when we expected to be able to arrange this, but now he has gone missing, it seems.
So you weren't planning to, say, take him by boat or anything like that?
Boat? No, that would take far too long.
What can you tell us about the people who may have abducted him?
Have Eric show him the pictures.
Just start talking really loud, Sharon. You'll get your...
Yes,
get your,
I will show.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, no. So I tell him, so then we think maybe he might be being smuggled out on a boat.
Yeah. That's a good lead. We can have the docks watched, of course. Finding... it's a tricky matter. We don't technically have jurisdiction aboard the ships, though. They can refuse us. But we can definitely put watches on the dock. He starts making notes. I'll have that ordered up once we're done here.
I'll lean over to Sharon and whisper, remember, the service person said he was expecting to leave on the Bird of Paradise. I don't think he was quite willing as is being made out.
Yeah.
So we're pretty sure that the scientist was not a willing passenger in that newspaper truck.
He may not have been a willing passenger in that truck, but he did say he was thinking about leaving on the Bird of Paradise Monday.
Was that?
I thought that was the three men.
Those are the three men.
Oh, the three men.
Yeah.
That wasn't the French guy and Grant. The French guy was complaining about being cooped up. He's not the one. Paradise.
No, but didn't we hear Paradise from the serving guy?
No, you heard that from the three men that were over. Yeah, the newspaper kid overheard that from the three men that had stabbed him.
Okay, I got things out of sequence then in my head for some reason. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. So you tell him the name of the boat then. Or do you tell him the name of the boat?
Yeah, I tell him the name of the boat.
Tell him. Yeah, it's the Bird of Paradise. It's under French registry.
Okay.
We don't want to read on these guys because they might leave early or do something rash.
I want to. Does he have? When we've been revealing this information, can I get any reaction from him to see?
Sure, you guys can all throw me empathy rolls there.
Okay.
Okay, I want to throw a rapport roll and tell him it's your turn now. Please talk to us.
Okay, you do that instead, and then everyone else throw me empathy rolls.
Yeah, except that I can use a notice roll because of my stunt. I could change colors, but I rolled first, so I got a plus one. No, plus two. I have a plus two.
I'm I want to chip that.
Okay, I'm going to go down, just down the list here. What did, Garth, how did Manny do on his empathy roll?
Well, the thing is, I see two sets of blue die, so I'm not sure.
The one by Lance is mine.
Okay, in that case, I got a two.
Okay. You really can't tell. He is a very cool customer. He is able to keep his feelings in check very well. You can tell that he's mildly irritated at the fact that Albrecht is sitting on his very expensive walnut desk. Brianna, how did you do with your rapport roll?
That's a one, but I get, but I wanted to actually chip that.
Sure. What aspect are you calling on?
Let's see. I'm the pretty face you're a sucker for. I'll add that in or something. No, flirtatious.
You're
going to
be flirtatious with him. Okay, you going to reroll or do you a plus two?
I'm going to reroll that.
All right. Let me know what you get when you reroll.
Yeah. Good rule of thumb for rerolling in Fate. If it's minus three or minus four, reroll.
Okay. Now, that's a four. Now, is that a boost or not?
It depends on what he is versus, is the thing.
And he rolled a zero.
Well, yeah, but it's also his high skill. Actually, so what this is going to mean, if you want to stop there, you guys are, you're tied. So, tied on this type of, action means you can succeed with a consequence. And I've got a perfect consequence if you're flirting with him.
Hey, it's a good restaurant, you know.
So I'll get back to you in just a minute, Sharon. Okay. Unless you want to blow another chip to get a success without a consequence.
Yeah, I don't have another
aspect. Sounds like a not bad consequence.
All right, Lance, what did you get on your roll?
Oh, I got a two, which means I got the same thing as Manny.
Same thing, nope, yep.
Nothing.
Cool customer, not able to read him too well. How did Eric do?
I don't even have rapport. And I know I have blank spaces, but I don't even have rapport. So I just rolled a one.
You rolled a one.
Just to
same
see
thing.
If I did something embarrassing.
Actually, do you have empathy? You're supposed to roll empathy.
I haven't written that down yet. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think, actually, you know what? I took that art aspect, so I think I will take empathy at once. So that'll up it to a two, which still isn't going to help anything.
Yep. Okay, but now I thought Eric was the one who
didn't understand people.
That's why his empathy is plus
they
one.
They don't understand me.
Nice. I'm misunderstood.
Yes. No one understands me.
I can still see him having a high empathy, but say a low rapport, because with empathy, you know, he can read you like you were a machine.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, he's not true. Really good at reassuring anyone of anything.
Yeah, I'm just not good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at that drawing. That's exactly what happened to Mr. Grass.
And how did Albrecht do?
Yeah. -1.
-1. Okay. Yeah.
So I just know he's annoyed with me.
Sonier is a very cool customer who is annoyed with you sitting on his desk. Yes. All right, Brianna. I would suggest a minor compromise or a minor consequence if you are flirting with him that he's actually a little taken with you.
Okay.
This could be a problem later.
I'll take the minor consequence.
Okay.
Dinner with a man who can have you killed like that.
And probably served on a tray.
It's an interesting concept.
So you asked him that now it's his turn to share is what you were saying, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Seems willing. So yes, of course, the safe house is being used. We were harboring this Frenchman who was defecting. He's not defecting to us per se. We're just an intermediary. We're holding on to him until the Brits can send a plane for him, which was scheduled Tuesday. Louis Pasteur?
An
interesting chap.
That would be a prominent scientist.
Very, yeah. Radical new technologies he's invented.
Brewing yeast.
But apparently some of those in power in France now don't want to let go of him so much. It seems that they have sent some thugs after him. These pictures are remarkable, Mr. Leonards. These are the thugs that you believe took him?
Yeah.
Well, I could have copies of these made and handed out along dockside. You believe it's a boat that he's going to be taking. Well, I can I can arrange that. Once again, the police force really doesn't have jurisdiction aboard the ships, but you know, and he looks consideringly, you do.
He couldn't.
As the guild, the guild charter is an international charter.
All right, he use that fight skill.
Yes, he has. He gets a. He flashes you a grin that a shark can only aspire to.
We could just camp out and watch the ship, wait for them to board it, and then approach it.
Monday, they said they're gonna leave on Monday. But if it starts getting hot for them, they may change their mind.
Yeah, the other thing, too, if it gets hot for them, they may decide to cut and run, which might not be good for Mr.
And Patch. Would they leave him on the ship, though? If that's the question.
The ship is scheduled to leave on Monday. He might be on the ship already.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
I thought they said they were meeting the Bird of Paradise on Monday.
The thing that he overheard specifically was something about meeting the Bird of Paradise on Monday, the newspaper man said.
So I'm assuming they're laying low somewhere else. They might be on the ship.
Or they might be on the docks.
I kind of assume they're laying low somewhere else.
They might be near the docks in a warehouse. We might need to talk to White's boys.
Yeah. Go in disguise as dock workers and search some of the warehouses, maybe?
I think we can also observe the ship, see if they've dressed like
a common worker.
We all have to make sacrifices.
Not just a common worker, Lance, a dock worker.
Lance can be the foreman.
They don't dress any better. I know.
No, and that will probably be a bad idea.
Because I probably will stick out just because I'll be going, it's touching me. It's not made out of sheep. They've been raised in the Alps and lovingly killed for their wool.
All right. So what is your plan then?
I think we're going to go search the docks, right?
I think that's about the only thing we have left.
If we think he's on the boat, we should probably do this under the cover of darkness. I have an outfit for that.
I suspect they might not be on the boat. In which case, if it's obvious that the boat is no longer safe, they'll try a backup plan, which might not be good for us. So.
Well,
I think we should probably approach it cautiously. We can observe the boat for a bit, see.
It's possible the people on the boat have some information that we can use.
I'm sure I have a guy who I could call and see what he knows.
And the crew guy where? On the docks?
Just a guy to
who picks up the packages for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if one of the crew members, international
packages.
Yeah. Maybe a contacts role. This is going to be a little harder, actually, because the docks are like the purview and realm of Mr. White, who is very firm with his crew.
Yeah.
So let's see how you do.
Let's clear the deck first before we do that.
Yeah. Is there any way to assist with that contacts role?
Do you have contacts as a skill?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Wait a second. I know someone. I called the Port Authority in that. So yep. I know somebody.
Mr. White, right?
No, it wasn't Mr. White. It was a different person I talked to.
Eddie. Dr. Eddie. Do you have contacts, Lance?
Yes, I have contacts at +1. Not really great, but I know some
people.
Same
here.
Okay.
So you get a +2 to the roll there. So what do you end up with, good doctor?
That would be a 3 then. But okay. I could tap an aspect, kind of a drug dealer.
All right.
And so that adds +2, which makes it +5.
Which just gets you into a success. You needed at least a 4 there, so a 5 gets you a success. So you actually are on the phone for a bit as you finally find someone
who doesn't want to visit from Gary.
Right. So. You do get somebody on the phone. So what's the guy's name? He's going to be one of the, you're looking for somebody that deals with shipments or packages. Okay. What's his name?
Let's call him Marty.
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 Hey, Doc. Hey, it's not a good time to be calling me right now. Hey, you know, White's boy's around. You know, you don't want to get a shipment confiscated or anything, do you?
Oh, yep. No, I don't, Marty. But kind of owe me one. Which
one? You're being generous, boss.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I've got Gary right here next to me, Marty. He's in a terrible mood. Whenever he sees dock workers, his blood starts boiling. And you know, help me help you, Marty. Help me help you.
What do you need, boss?
Well, you see, this is a ship, Bird of Paradise. Does it ring any bells?
He flips some pages for a minute, and he says, yeah, it's a fishing trolley. Flying a French flag.
I was wondering if, can, send a guy over and have him check it out for me.
Ooh, that's a rough one. They're not taking on any cargo.
Inspection. See with your inspection.
Well, we don't really do those.
Rant. tell him there was a thief suspected in the area or something. That where are the cop uniforms I gave you? I mean, I look at the other people around me. Wear your normal dock uniform, Marty.
Well, captain can refuse, though. I mean, that's technically French property, or French territory. What are you looking for, boss? I might have a way to find out what they got on board, if that's what you're... Whoa! Do you have competition? Is this someone trying to horn in on our territory?
Yeah, no. I just...
Face palm.
Marty, I just want to know, are there people on the ship? And how many people there are on the ship right now?
Oh, heck, I gotta tell you that. Well, let's see. According to the manifest, there's a captain there. He's got four crewmen. It looks like they're carrying, they got a lorry on there. These big diesel monstrosities.
So they have a truck?
Yeah. It's on the manifest anyway. I guess they used to haul fish.
He's on the boat.
All right, yeah, I blah to the other people. All right, thanks, Marty. Much appreciated. And don't worry, Gary won't be making any visits anytime soon.
Thanks, boss. You know, my hand still hurts after the last time.
I'm sure it does.
I almost got use of it again, though. We're good.
All right, bye, Marty. I hang up. So, it sounds like he's on the boat.
I'm getting my skulking gear.
is it like a black turtleneck with like a top hat or something?
No. It's a black leotards.
Like a mime.
This is performing gear.
No, I perform in white. This is other kind of performances. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to stop by my place.
I'll have a
hunting rifle.
So it looks like the Bird of Paradise is meeting another ship on Monday then.
Maybe they're handing them off.
Ocean vessel. Yeah. So the meet's in the other direction.
So
probably.
I think you should go.
I'm assuming the lorry was noticed and back on.
All right. So we're going to head down to the docks then?
It looks that way. Sneak attack under cover of darkness.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can sneak onto the boat and see if I can go back and do something to the engine or something.
All right, you guys are still in Saunier's office while you're planning this out. I guess you made the phone call from his secretary's desk.
Yeah. But we're not in his office, we're in his secretary's. Well, she stays with him?
Well, the secretary's gone. I mean, she left when you guys...
But basically, there's the secretary's office, and then there's Salmier's office.
Right. It's two separate places.
Yeah. So.
All right. So before you leave, though, Saunier will Brianna, if you could stay back for just a moment, I have some questions.
Are you allergic to shellfish?
Yes.
I suddenly hand Brianna, like, without him seeing, a thing that says sedative on the side. Just in case. I got your back. I pat her on the back and put a 5 in her pocket.
It's got a picture of Mickey Mouse with a fin on his back.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Right. So, yeah, Sonier just makes a not indecent proposal, but just asks if you would accompany him for dinner once this is all over.
Oh, certainly. I'd be delighted.
Swimming right. with the sharks.
You'll have his driver come and pick you up. Oh, we'll call it, how about Wednesday evening? I can get us reservations at Pasternak's.
That would be fine.
Mm-hmm. You even know the waiter. Major D. So does he. But,
yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So when you all are back together, so you're going to plan a nighttime raid. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep.
I think so.
The mighty hunter, Aubrey. It's actually illegal to have a gun in Metapole. The police all use basically stunners and tasers, but being the great hunter that you are, if you want to have an illicit firearm.
Well, of course, because I can't hunt things with a taser.
Well, it's not even a taser, it's just a stun, wand.
And from what I remember, that prohibition was more of a guideline. Everybody has guns.
Well, no, I mean, it is a strict law, but, you know, everyone still had guns.
Yeah.
It seemed like all the bad guys did anyway.
And you can remember the stun guns that they use are all powered by Tesla coils. So,
yes.
They just keep on firing when they hit you.
One of the wonders of broadcast technology. Yes. Yeah. All right. So, but just keep in mind, Aubrey there, while you can have an illegal firearm, it probably wouldn't be a good idea for a policeman to see you having an illegal firearm.
So I guess it's night, and can we scope out the docks?
Sure. The docks are lined with various warehouses, places used for storage, ongoing and offboarding for ships as they're bringing merchandise back and forward. So it's easy enough to find a vantage point where you can watch the Bird of Paradise. The whole wharf area is patrolled and guarded by Mr. White's boys, and it's going to be, you're definitely going to be picked up by one of his patrols as you come onto the docks. So what do you
I'm not.
You're going to try and stealth in?
There's plenty of power lines back at the...
All right. Fair enough. Go ahead.
Actually, are there power lines? No, there are no power lines.
Sound like a no business. Power lines, but there are other things that you could...
Yeah. Besides, I'm an acrobat. Yeah, I also have stealth at +3, so yeah. I'm going to try...
Well, yeah, give me a stealth roll. If the rest of you are also trying to be sneaky and come in, do that as well. But if you want to go about this another way, like actually, present your credentials to Mr. White's boys, you could do that.
Let's see.
Is it possible for us to stand back and
see what happens to him?
Or no. And if guns start firing, I'm sure White's boys aren't going to stop us and ask for our credentials. So
I'm sneaking in.
Okay.
Yeah, so
everyone who's sneaking in, go for it.
I'm tapping my work for the net. So I got.
Before you start tapping aspects, I just need to let you know that they just rolled -3 for the roll. So you only have to
beat a
1.
I rolled a 3 then. So I got style.
I
rolled a 3.
I was just
going to
ask a quick question here.
Sure.
Is there any way that Lance can smuggle us in if
we're able to
screw up a little vehicle, a delivery truck?
Do a group roll, you mean? So
yeah.
You could do a group.
Yeah.
Like if you're able to use your stealth to disguise, I guess you can't really make a truck invisible or something like that, but if it just looks like a standard delivery vehicle.
No, but if one person has a skill and wants to do the group roll to see how does it work, everyone else has to have, I forget how this works.
The person with the, unfortunately, group rolls, usually it's the person with the lowest stealth would have to roll. I'm going solo at this point.
Solo as well.
Did anyone actually fail? Because if they got a -3.
I haven't rolled yet.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So let me just get this straight, though. So everyone is stealthing in. You may be going your different directions, et cetera, but you're all stealthing in.
Okay. Yes. I roll a plus three. Should be an overcome with style, then.
Yes, you overcome with style. So you can make a, what's it called?
Two aspect. An aspect with two touches on it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You can create. So an aspect, I'm gonna create. You know, there's a noise over there. You know, the old tossing a rock or going someplace making a noise over there.
Will that help us though if he does that?
Yeah.
It's something that you can. It's got two tags on it, which means it can be used twice.
All right. So that would be good. So if one of us blows the roll.
Okay, and I also got a three.
Okay.
I mean, I got a zero, so.
All right. Yeah. So zero actually, even with a minus three, they still ended up having a one. So zero is going to fail. So you will be caught with that.
Unless you tap. There's noise over there.
You can tap the noise.
I tap it.
So that is going to leave. I'm going to take one of these dice over here so that we know that there's one tap left.
Yeah.
Okay. So that can be tapped later on for something too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and clear my die.
Yeah, just go ahead and clear. Everybody clear your dice off.
Now, with the three, does that give me a style to put an aspect on it as well?
Yes. Three? Yes, same thing. So what do you want to make? What aspect do you want to put on the scene?
Okay, I want to put on the scene that there was a small boat accident that's also causing a lot of noise and dragging people's attention.
Bert, did you get my message?
Yeah. Give me a second to respond to that. Okay, the boat accident's got two taps on it.
There you go. Clear all the dice off. There. All right.
All right. Garth, I'm sending you a message. Let's see. Where's my document? Dang it. Okay, Garth, you gotta, you don't own the people, so like you can't make them just do something by saying it.
Okay, so I how many employees do I actually have?
What's your contacts? At what level is your contacts?
My contacts is fair. My resources is good though.
All right, it's not gonna play off your resources though. This will have to be, unless you want to personally go bribe some people to do this.
I guess I could. That'll give me a better role, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I will bribe some people to attempt to do.
And look at the message I just sent you.
Yeah.
Wow. Skype is sucking down the juice of my iPad.
We're
just about there. Yep. Ouch. Anyway, John. John and Sharon, both of your characters get in with style.
Kill there.
Eric rolled.
I tight walk over on a mortgage line.
Probably one of the lines that they use to move crates on and off the ships.
Well, they get probably plenty of moorage lines that go to places no one would expect someone to come just walking across on. we're both on the boat.
Yeah, Eric rolled a net 2 for stealth.
Obrick rolled a plus 1.
So yeah, you're everyone is able to stalk, is able to stealth in. Who rolled the 0?
I did, but I tapped the aspect, the rock aspect. Yeah. So I'm good.
Yeah. We may want to keep those aspects, so we may have to leave here real quick. And it's nice not being stopped by someone. What are you doing here?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Very good. So you've all kind of split up. Now some of you wanted to observe the boat. You're all safely inside without anyone noticing you're there. I'm assuming that if you're going to observe the boat, people have stopped to pick up some binoculars or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've always got the right tool, so.
Okay. And since you all snuck in different locations, so like you're basically kind of got the boat surrounded, so like you can see people coming and going from whichever side. So it's docked right now. There's mm-hmm. actually some fair amount of loading apparatuses hooked up. So they're set to move crates on or off the boat, but nothing's actually moving in or out right now.
It's a fishing trawler. Interesting.
You guys do see a diesel truck parked right basically where its loading bays are. It looks like there's a mechanic out there working on it right now. You don't see anyone else on board the boat on the top side moving around. Just the mechanic who's kind of working.
I predict the getaway vehicle.
Oh, yeah, I have a question. Okay, there's no ramp. They actually probably have to use a crane to pick it up and lift it up. Okay. Is the deck level?
Yes, it is.
Damn.
Eric, give me a notice roll.
Is there something you can drop? Hang on a sec.
And while he's rolling, can you give us like
and I think my notice is one, so that one, plus one.
That plus one. It's good enough. You're pretty sure that truck would fit what you figured out from the alleyway. I mean, you can't tell for sure until you check the treads, but you're pretty sure that is the diesel. Okay, no, I'm sorry, someone else's.
So could you, like, how's the dock set up? Is it like the boat, the dock juts out and then the boat is like in the right angle, so to speak, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. The wharf, has different like fingers that stick out into the water, right? And the boats are, lashed up onto each one has their own, like gangway or plankway. And then on the main side of the wharf, I wish there was an easy way to draw a picture on here for you, but so on the bulk of the wharf, which is part of the dock itself, there are lots of machinery around that they use to crane, large crates on and off board the boats. Okay. In the section looking out right now, there are 10 piers or like fingers coming off of the boat, off of the wharf. And right now you've got the boat that you're looking at, and there are three other boats moored here as well.
Okay. And does the boat have any portholes?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Hmm. And the truck is on the wharf still, or is it on the deck?
It's on the wharf, out in front of, the ship. So it's not,
It's
not on the boat itself. It's out on the wharf.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, there's a crane that's hovering above it, but right now it's on the wharf and the guy's working on it.
Yeah, it's fixing that leak. It's leaking oil.
Yeah. Maybe we should go help him.
Someone has ramming speed, right? And we have a no. That's just crazy talk.
Ramming speed. We've been ramming another vehicle.
We do have a car.
I'm itching for a chance.
Right, I'm just going to go in order here and see what people are doing. Lance, all right. So you've successfully snuck over. You're in observation mode right now. What are you doing, or what do you plan to do?
Yeah. I'm on the deck, or am I on the?
We'll say that you're near one of the lift gantries that service this boat. So you're close to the boat. If you wanted to get onto the ship, it would be not much of an effort for you to scale the gantry and climb down the line and the hook that's right now like right above the boat and drop onto the deck if you wanted to.
Is there a better one? If I look forward to up to where the bridge is and that stuff, is there a sling over there but there as well, or is that
sure? If you get onto the gantry for the another boat that it's close to this one, you can use theirs, and it gives you a little bit more shade, a little bit more shadow, and you'll be coming at it from a different angle.
Can I really quick roll a lore roll to see if like I could get the if I could figure out where would be a good place to put like to contain someone on the ship?
Okay, but can we let me do this one at a time because you guys aren't together. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're all separate.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, I think I will. I'll it takes more to. I have to change position and scoot around. So I'm going to go up this one and go climb on up and then shinny on down. And look for some place I can drop into.
Okay. There are still some crates on the deck that you can drop behind.
Actually, I'm thinking of the hold. Is there any way to get into the hold?
Okay.
No, this is a trawler. I don't want to get in the hold. Yeah, I don't want to get home, so I'll drop behind some of those crates. So I'm going to try to drop behind some of the crates. So that'd be an athletics roll, I guess.
Give me an athletics roll. And you want a fair result as you are working on...
Well, as long as I roll average, I'll have fair. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. So I rolled a minus 2. I have athletics at 4. That's a fair. Okay. I don't like that, though.
And fair I have extra you there.
So, but I have extra fate points. Mm-hmm. So I'll burn off one of those extra fate points, and it's not too far. I can make that leap and make that a 5 and add 2 to that to make it a 4. So it's a great. Does that give me anything?
Or no, is
that
just be 3 better than to get to your?
Oh, wait a second. I'm still trying. Would I be considered still sneaking?
Yes, sure.
There goes noise.
Okay, you're going to grab the noise?
Yep, so I land with style.
Okay, so you do it with style. All right. Yeah, okay, so that basically gives you a one-time use bonus on what you're trying to do here, which is, I imagine, to be continue to be stealthy and unseen?
Yeah, I'm going to consider it like a boost at this point.
It's a boost, right?
Yeah, it's a boost, you know, the next time I try to sneak past somebody or something.
Like, exactly. So you've dropped into a nice shadowed part of some crates on the deck to a part that's not covered by, you know, the dock, the wharf lights. Albrecht, what are you doing?
I, too, am looking to stealth onto the ship.
Okay. How do you want to go about it? Since you're not an acrobat, I take it you're not way up high in the rafters anywhere.
No, he's more looking to sneak, creep through the shadows and behind crates on the dock.
Okay, which means that you do have one observer out here who's the guy that's working on the car. So there is a chance he could see you. So give me another stealth roll. It's going to be a versus here.
Sorry to interject, but I was thinking getaway vehicle of taking out that guy under the car.
Oh, you want to try and take him out?
That's what I'm thinking. If Albrecht wants to wait a minute, there might not be an observer outside.
Again, no, I'm sorry, who's that talking now?
No, this is Eric. This is Eric.
That is Eric. Okay, Eric. Well, since you and Albrecht seem to be a pair, do you guys want to be together?
Sure.
Yeah, if we could see each other while we're sneaking, I'll suggest that I sneak up when the mechanic's under the car and give him a hand, since I have a big wrench on me, because, you know, I always got the right tools, render him unconscious, and then I'll hang out under the car and work on it. Who's going to notice a mechanic covered in grease under the car?
All right, so Eric, you're going to try and take out the guy in the car.
Okay, yeah, and then I'll just wait in the car.
Okay, sounds good.
Does that sound okay, Albrecht?
Sounds good.
All right, Eric. I'm going to give you the stealth so that you're able to get close to him without noticing. What is your notice score? At what level do you have notice?
I picked notice at +1.
At +1, okay. Since I'm giving you a bonus for stealth, I will, you can act first. He doesn't notice you. So you can get there and you can take a swing at him. And if you can render him unconscious with a swing, he won't be able to respond back.
Hope he's a book.
Well, I took fight at +3.
Right.
And I took physique at 2. Yeah, okay. That's true. If he's not a boot.
Right, so give me a fight roll. Give me a fight roll. Since he's taken by surprise, he's not going to get to roll defense, though. At least this round.
Oh, crap. That's 3 minuses and a plus. I'm going to burn one of my fate. Because, let's see, what can I take here? Got to pay attention to details.
You got to line up that shot exactly right.
That's right. I got to wait till he's under the thing, and I got the wrench out and say, hey, you need a hand with that, you know, and just when he's perfectly distracted.
Okay. As a reroll, I guess.
Yeah, as a reroll. Absolutely. So, yeah, that works out. So that works up to +1, +3 for fight, gets up to +4.
Oh, and you're using a wrench. You're hitting him with a wrench, right?
Yeah, exactly. Weapon one. So you get an extra stress on top of that, too. Yeah.
And since you snuck up on him, he can't take a defense. He certainly doesn't have 6 boxes. So you conk him a good one on the side of the head. He doesn't seem to be moving anymore.
And then you shove him the rest of the way underneath the truck.
Pretty much. And then I'll go under and fix, make sure the truck's ready to go so we can use it as a getaway vehicle.
Okay. He was just finishing up when you hit him. Yeah, so yeah, you slide under and start working on the truck. Aubrey, you're
moving a bit then.
Eric has taken the place of the lookout, so what are you doing, Aubrey?
All right, so I'm trying to sneak through the shadows and up onto the ship.
Okay. With no lookout, that's easily enough done, so you make it onto the deck of the ship without a problem. What is Brianna doing now?
Okay. Well, I snuck onto the ship, so I'm going to see if there's like any access ports where there look like crew quarters or something that would, or only like one, or that anything looks guarded, or if only like one person goes in.
There's a small building on the deck. This is like the navigation wheelhouse? Deck, whatever. The wheelhouse, that's what I'm trying to think of. Wheelhouse. And there is also some stairs going down into the hold. So what do you want to check out?
The wheelhouse.
The wheelhouse? Okay. Going into the wheelhouse then. Okay, and Manny, what is Manny doing after... Well, actually, I know what Manny's doing. You're having a conversation with some people.
I am. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Did you make me that roll yet to convince some people to do things for you?
I have not.
All right. Let's see that roll.
Resources, right?
Well, let's see. What is your stunt? You can use resources instead of another roll?
Resources instead of rapport.
Okay. Well, here's how it's going to work. So you're an intruder on the dock. And you're trying to convince a couple of guys to do something for you. So, let me go ahead and see how receptive they're going to be first. And you can go ahead and roll, make your roll as well.
And I'm doing a resources roll?
You're doing a resources roll if you're just flat out bribing them to do this for you.
Sure. Okay. That would be a 3.
Ooh. Okay. It's actually not going to be enough. Mr. White's boys, as I say, are pretty, they're pretty tight with Mr. White, and they like their boss. So they're like, enough of this. I don't know what you're doing on the dock here, buddy, but you gotta get going. One of them kind of comes threateningly at you, and he's got a nice leather cosh in his hand that he's slapping on the palm of his other hand. You got something you want to tap to make that roll better?
Yes. Well, how many fate do I have?
You started with 3, and you have used
2.
Manny, you used 2, so you've got 1 left.
Oh, do I want to use my last one? Can I use a different skill to try to add on to that?
You can change tactics. So you tried to bribe them, and they're straight out. You know, they're not taking a bribe. So what do you want to do instead? You want to talk your way out of this now?
If I know, could I, like, since I'm a really smart guy, I read all kinds of encyclopedias, and I know things. I know lots of things. Could I maybe, like, know the culture of the docks and know how, like, dock people think and try to convince them that way that I'm, like...
Once again, what's your aim here? I mean,
lore.
you're trying to make a lore roll to do what? Is what I'm getting to. You've already failed at bribing them, so they're not going to do what you want them to do. You've already failed that. So
if I tap an aspect though, will that be enough?
As a +2.
Yeah.
Yes, you will succeed at a consequence, but you will succeed. I would think the consequence of this idea would be that you're out of money for the rest of the night, for the rest of the adventure. Like they'll take a bribe, but a much heftier one than you're prepared to pay. So like it's going to take all of your available cash to do this.
So I won't be able to use resources anymore.
You won't be able to make a resource check, right?
All right, I'll just go ahead and not take it, and I'll improvise later.
So you're going to fail that roll. So they're not going to take the bribe. Now, are you going to try and convince them not to kick you out, or?
So they're
right now, what they're doing is they're going to bodily remove you from the wharf. And so if you're wanting to try and stop that, you need to come up with a way to do it. That doesn't involve money because they've already turned your bribe down.
Can I show them my badge?
You can do that, which will turn this into a either a rapport roll, or if you have the taunt. No, it's not called taunt now. What's it called?
Provoke.
Provoke. If you've got provoke. So you can either be nice to them and say, look, I've got a badge, let me stay. Or you can use provoke and threaten them and say, bad things will happen if you don't do what I say.
Isn't there one for is like presence?
That's provoke.
That's provoke?
That is
okay.
Provoke now.
Okay. Let's go ahead and use rapport.
Okay. So you're going to be nice with them and try to talk them out of it. But you are showing them the badge while doing this.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and make me a roll.
Please work. let's see. I'm just erasing my die. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. so that is a minus one.
Minus one. Okay. They're going to take you bodily off the wharf then if you're going to stay with that. ID or not, you got no business being here.
All right. So I go out. I leave willingly.
Okay. All right. Yes, they escort you, as in you. They lift you bodily by one arm, each guy. They remove you from the wharf. They dump you like right outside of the gate. So you are going to be out of this for the moment. All right. Okay, everyone else is on board the ship now. Brianna, you're checking out the wheelhouse. Give me a notice roll. This will be for the actually everybody in the, on the boat. Give me a notice roll. This is for the scene.
I don't know if Eric's on the boat.
Eric's out. Yeah, you're down, but still give me your notice roll anyway, because you're lookout now.
Okay. So yeah, I'm out there lookout.
I can't win for losing. I roll zero.
I mean, minus one net.
You're minus one net.
Okay. Zero beats minus two, plus one gets
a net. I'm at a two net.
Okay. About one net. Can I do anything to change that? Nope, nothing changed that.
Eric, are you going to stay with the minus one?
I've got one fake point left. I'm going to have to stay with that minus one.
Not a problem. You're a horrible lookout, but you're still down there.
I got working on the car. I couldn't help myself.
Yep. And that's perfect. Take a chip for that, actually, since that is one of your detriments.
Okay.
Aubrey, how did you do?
He's got to soup it up in case he uses the getaway.
As a matter of fact, yes, you're fixing up the car now, so you'll have it ready to go if you need it.
Yep.
How did Aubrey do on his notice?
Plus six.
Oh, wow. He is noticing everything. Brianna, with a two, you're just about to open the door on the wheelhouse. And just as you're about to turn the knob, you hear voices inside. You almost missed it.
Ooh.
Lance, you're well hidden, so I'm going to say Brianna and Aubrey don't see you aboard. Aubrey, you do see Brianna. And Brianna, actually, you don't see Aubrey. So it's up to Albrecht whether or not he's going to let you know that he's there to back you up.
Well, I'll kind of, you know, very quietly and stealthily let her know that I'm there, hiding in the shadows.
And how many voices do I hear from inside?
Take a note. You can't tell, although it's more than one. Once again, your notice roll is just too low for that. So you know it's more than one, but you can't tell how many more.
Okay, does the wheelhouse look big enough
to
hold more?
No, that doesn't make sense. It's more than two. So there's at least two people having conversation. Maybe three, maybe more, but at least two to three people in there.
Okay, if there's a window, I want to look in it then.
Okay. Okay.
Very carefully.
All right, well. Give me a stealth roll. Let's see if they see your shining face sticking out in that window. Man, you're lucky I'm rolling horribly tonight.
Okay. Let me pull these off and...
See, you sure wore a black balaclava like I did.
That's a one. So, yep, they saw me.
yeah, they did. Okay, there's a cry from the wheelhouse. And the door is slammed open, and three men rush out. Two of them are brandishing knives. One of them is brandishing a smallish-looking gun of some sort.
I want to shoot him.
All right. So now we're in a combat sequence, and the way this works is it goes by what rank your notice is. They are rank 3 notice. Is anyone better than a rank 3 notice? Not a role, Aubrey. Just your rank.
No.
Aubrey has 4.
Aubrey. Okay. Aubrey, you also had a great notice roll with a 6, actually. You're going to have you're going to be able to take a boost on your next action here since no one's going to see you either. So, Aubrey, you can react first. What do you do?
I will start shooting these guys.
With your gun. Okay.
Yes.
Sure. You have got a perfect sniper. I'm going to say that your boost was you had a perfect sniper's position. So you can take a +2 to your roll. Keep in mind that a gun is lethal force.
Well, these guys have lethal force, but so.
Now, I thought weapon just did extra stress. It didn't actually modify your roll.
Oh, no, I'm giving him a +2 because of his boost.
He's a sniper, yes. Yeah. Never mind. Yep. Ignore me.
That'll be a +4.
All right, so...
Well, +6 with the boost.
Okay, and is that including your shooting, your skill in the shooting?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, they're going to roll their defense. Which one are you shooting at? The guy with the gun sort of thing, or one of the two knife wielders?
The guy with the gun.
Guy with the gun, okay. Oh, wow, that's a horrible defense roll. So they have a net 0. So what was your total?
6.
Yeah, you just blew the head off of one of them. Okay, so yeah, a shot rings out. you get a silenced weapon, so yeah, and gunshots are not something that's heard very often around here. But Aubrey, you do drop one. So no one else on board had a 3 notice, is that correct?
Nope.
No.
All right, so the other two, Aubrey, you're well hidden, although they know someone just shot out for them. One guy's going to go looking for you, and the other one is going to try and knife you, Brianna.
I'm going to try to wrestle him away from me.
Yep. So you're going to make a dice. You're going to make a defense roll here.
Dice first.
Yeah. I'm clearing everything off. There we go. All right. So he's going to try and knife you. Let's. And he's got a 3. So he's got a net. He's got a net 1.
So okay. Now that's an athletics to avoid him or a physique to grapple him?
Well, it depends. Are you going to try? You're trying to defend. We're not doing the simultaneous attack defense sort of thing. But okay. If you roll really well on your defense, you can get a boost and make it easier for you to hit him on your next turn. So,
okay.
Probably an athletics roll as you're trying to get out of the way of this.
Okay.
He only got a 1.
That is a 3.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you succeed, but not quite with style. You have to succeed by 3 or more. If you wanted to tap an aspect and make that better, what succeeding with style does is you can put an aspect on him that you can tap for free the next round. But if you don't, he still misses you, and we're free and good with that.
Then I'm just going to let him miss me.
Okay, sounds good. The other one is going to try and find Aubrey. He is going to make a notice roll and see if he can figure out where the sniper is shooting from. Actually, it's a wash. So yeah, he knows what direction you're in, Aubrey. So he's going to you're not going to be hidden next round.
Bert, right. Can we put an aspect on these guys? We know their shoe sizes.
Yeah.
How is that going to help?
I'm
not saying no, but tell me how that aspect would help.
We know their shoe size. We know the intricacies of their shoes. That has to help somehow.
We know. Well, the wear patterns on the sole would indicate if one of the guys has a gimpy leg and their stride length. And
yeah, I still fail to see how that would actually help us. That
yeah,
cool, Bob, but you're not selling
just
it
milking
enough.
The GM. Just milking the GM.
Okay, so Lance, what is your notice?
1.
It's a 1. What is yours, Brianna?
It is a 2.
It's a 2. So you'll be going next. What do you do?
Okay, I do want to grapple him. Now, I have a question for this. I've got a stunt that says grappler +2 physique bonus to create advantages on an enemy by wrestling or grappling with them.
Yes. So what would you do is on a successful grapple roll, you would create an advantage where you can call him grappled or you can call him held, which another person can take advantage of or which even you might take an advantage of. But it doesn't do direct damage. Okay. Just puts an advantage on him. But if you want to do that, go for it.
Okay. And so for that, I would roll my physique. And then if it's successful, then his counter roll would be as though my physique roll were too higher, correct?
Actually, you just add the two to your roll.
Oh, okay.
Plus two to your physique.
Okay, so.
And he's going to try to get away with his athletics. So he's a wash in the dice, making him a 3. So you got to beat a 3.
So that would still be a 4.
So you beat him. Okay, so you put, you've got the aspect on him. You want to call him Held? You want to call him,
I want to call him, Held. Like, down, I guess. If I can grab him and, like, almost basically bear hug him and keep him from moving stuff.
All right, so you've created that advantage. So, Lance, do you want to take advantage of it? You're the last person on board that can do something here.
Sure. I have a boost I have that one, that boost I can use for being stealthy. So while they're in the, what's the term, in the flangros, or whatever. While they're busy, hugging each other. Yeah, that's one. I sneak up behind them and basically biff them, basically just do a cold cock on the back of the head.
Sure. And do you want you want to roll first, and then you can decide what you're going to tap.
Yeah. Well, I got the boost I can tap, too.
He still gets a defensive roll. Even though he's held, he can still move around some.
So that's just a 0. That gives me a plus 2. I will tap the free boost, so it takes it to a 4. And I stuck up behind him.
Okay. So he has a 5 total. So you need to overcome a 5.
Well, I snuck up behind him, so I should be able to tap that boat accident.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
So it takes you to a 6, which is only a plus 1. That's not good. His actions are graceful. And the girls, he does please.
Graceful, I'll buy. Sure.
And I am going to please for your honor by bipping him.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're going to use it as a plus 2?
Yep.
All right, that brings it to a total of 3 points of damage, which is enough to take him out. So that leaves one knife-wielding lunatic left on board. And now...
we come back to top
Eric,
of the cycle.
You heard the gunshot, if nothing else. So what action do you want to take? You don't know what's going on board yet, but you heard a gunshot up there.
I was pretty distracted, so I'm thinking, though, that all heck's breaking loose, so... I better actually, maybe I should get the truck going so we can get the hell out of the docks.
Oh, good one.
Okay, no, I'm charging aboard with my big wrench.
Oh, okay. You got to charge aboard with your wrench.
Up the gangplank.
All right.
I'm on my way.
Forget stealth.
Okay. Well, that's going to be your action.
About to fix you up.
We're back to actions again. And, Aubrey, you're still faster.
And you're being stalked.
You'll get yours first.
Yeah.
You're being stalked by the one lone guy left on board.
Just like in that one time in India when you're hunting that tiger.
I guess that's unfortunate for him because I got that tiger.
And it's a double-barreled gun.
Yeah. So, take another shot at this last guy.
Sure.
It's not a good shot.
Okay, now, you don't get the boost anymore, so you don't get that perfect sniper's nest.
Right. Well, I guess we'll see what he's... defenses, because that'll give me a plus 1. Let's see what his defense.
Oh wow, that stinks. He has a 1.
All right, then I'll tap my big game hunter. I know how to shoot. Spend a fate point to bump that up to plus 3.
Okay. So it's a plus 3 total. That's you peg another one. This one's probably not dead, but he's certainly down. First one, he just blew the sucker's head off.
All right.
Good doctor, the thugs that were bringing you away from the dock, they hear the gunshot, and they kind of leave you behind and not even paying any attention to anymore as they run back to the boat.
All right.
Back to the docks. Two gunshots actually ring out now at this point.
I guess I whistle. And I wave, and then Gary pulls up in my very nice car, and we get in, and I get in, and he drives up to the boat.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, on the boat, you guys have killed one, and the other two are out cold.
well, there's an open door. Let's go in and see what's inside.
Okay. And sure enough, there is a tall, lanky Frenchman who is bound and gagged, and he is roped around a bunch of crates there. He's looking up at you, and you have found your man.
Well, got a knife from the guy outside. We come loose.
Yep. Then we hightail it out of there.
Yeah. Go to the getaway truck.
We got the getaway truck, which I was just tuning up. Otherwise, it would have helped you with that fight.
And Eric, give me a good driving roll here as you you get the Frenchman aboard and you try to get away from the docks.
Into the sunset.
Yes.
All right. Well, plus 3, so that's a total of, what, my driver's 3, 6.
Oh, and no problem at all. You make a glorious exit in the car. White's boys and the dockmen don't know what happened as you blow through the
gates.
There's
probably some cargo at the end of the dock.
Yes. There's probably some cargo just as a car enters, a very nice car enters the other end of the dock.
I jump over something in a big-ass truck.
So, yes, we land it there as the doctor's plans are foiled. He's trying to get away.
Well, okay, wait a second. They're not totally. I see what has happened. And I give Gary a wink, and he gets out of the car and walks onto the boat, and mysteriously it will explode in the next couple of hours.
Yeah,
you can take your vengeance out on the boat. Yes. All right, guys, I had to rush there a little bit at the end because we've got some people with a game coming up next. But hopefully, you enjoyed it.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
The one track you could have done that may have worked out differently is it was a really good idea to track down the newspaper truck. Had that happened before Pasternak's and you had the descriptions of the men, you could have found something more out at Pasternak's. They were actually there dining. And they had asked for a registry, and you would have found that they had torn a page from the registry for the dock area. So that was another clue you could have gotten from there. Yep. No, but you guys did really well. You found all the clues. Follow them to the conclusion. Sorry we had to rush at the end there, but
no, it's fine.
Hopefully everyone had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your Monkey Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too. Yay.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagic.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orkdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.